Sorry, good evening, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have another wonderful man of God that is going to be teaching us tonight. We are excited about the word that will come from Reverend Mark Mason. We look forward to hearing the word, and we thank you, sir, for being here with us tonight. Apostle and Pastor Maria sends their greetings to you. I'm just going to let you take over and give us the word from the Lord. We bless you, and we ask you now to give a word to the saints. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everybody. What a joy to be with you tonight. This is a great privilege, and I would like to give a warm welcome and love to all the saints from Glory and Peace Church, and especially to my dear friend, Bishop Mike and Pastor Maria. This is a great privilege and an honor for me to minister the Word of God, and of course, we give all the glory to you, Jesus, majestic God, almighty God, loving Father, all the glory and all the honor to you. And Spirit of the Lord, you know the need of your people, and we pray that you will meet those needs by the power of the Holy Spirit and for the glory of your beautiful name, Jesus. And the people of God say amen and amen. So tonight I won't speak for long, but we're going to have a very interesting spiritual journey together. So open your heart, open your ears, and I'm sure the Lord will talk to you. And I would like to ask all of you, how many of you are hungry for the Word of God? And because I'm not physically in your place, I don't know how many of you raised your hand, but I'm sure everybody would love to say, oh yes, Brother Mark, I am hungry for the Word of God. But then I would like to ask you a second question. And listen carefully. How many of you in the last 7 days you have spent at least every day 15 to 20 minutes of quality time in the Word of God? Every day for the last 7 days. And I know, even if I don't see you, that many of you will not be able to say, Brother Mark, that's what I did. And you see, many people in the church, they say they are hungry for the Word of God, but they don't eat. They say they are hungry, but they don't eat. And in fact, if you don't eat, let me be honest with you, it's because you are not hungry. Because if you were hungry, you would eat. When we are hungry, we eat. So we need to take the mask off, as my spiritual father, Dr. Maurice Cirillo, taught us. We need to stop lying to ourselves and allow the deep light of the Spirit of God to search our heart. You see, in the kingdom of God, everything works according to one principle. Everything in the kingdom of God works according to one principle. And that principle is authority. Very important. If you don't have authority in the kingdom of God, you may jump, you may sing, you may say amen, hallelujah all day long. You will do nothing, because everything in the kingdom of God works according to authority. Angels before the throne of God, evil angel serving the devil, principalities, powers, demon on earth obey to one thing and one thing only, and it is authority. If there is no authority, they won't obey the word coming out of your mouth. So you might say, yes, but Brother Mark, I have the name of Jesus. Oh, let me be clear with you. The name of Jesus is not the guarantee for you to have authority. And I can prove it to you. Do you remember the story in the book of Acts? In chapter 19, verse 13, we talk about seven brothers, strong men. And the Bible says some Jews, and we read together in Acts 19, verse 13, some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord. So they tried to cast out demon invoking the name of Jesus over those who were demon possessed. And they would say, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you, come out. And these were seven brothers, seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest. But the evil spirit answered to them, oh, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? You see, no authority, because in the spiritual realm, listen to what I say, everything is known. In the spiritual realm, you cannot hide. You know, in the natural realm, we can pretend. We can have a big smile on our face and be sad. We can dress like someone who is rich and be poor. We can talk like a nice Christian and live like the devil. But in the spiritual realm, you cannot hide. Spiritual realm, good or evil, knows exactly your authority. And it says that the man whom had the evil spirit jumped on them, on the seven brothers, and overpowered them all and gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and wounded. Whoa! And, you know, that story might very well happen to you today, because this is our dispensation. This is the dispensation of the church. Jesus was already dead. He rose already from the dead. He had already given birth to the church. So what we read in Acts chapter 19 might very well happen in our lives and in the lives of people who think they have the right to use the name of Jesus, but now they might maybe reconsider before opening their mouth, because they might leave their house bleeding, wounded, and naked. You see, as a Christian, you and I, we do not operate in the natural realm. We live in the natural realm. But we do not operate in the natural realm. We operate in the spiritual realm. Let me give you some examples. For example, when we pray, we don't try to change things in the natural realm by the power of our words. No. When we pray, we address the spiritual realm. And by addressing the spiritual realm, we are able to change what is happening on earth. For example, if you have a beloved one who is not saved, you don't go, you don't stand in front of him and you don't shake him and say, believe in Jesus Christ. It won't happen like this. But if you go on your knees and declare war against the spirits in the heavenlies that blind your brother or your sister or your beloved one. Through prayers, you bind them. Then the Lord will be able to touch their heart. Or for example, let's say when we give, we do not operate in the natural realm. For example, you have $1,000 in your pocket and you want to give $500 in the offering. After you have given $500, you are not richer, more rich than you were before. Before you had $1,000, now you only have $500. You are not more rich, you are poorer. But we do not operate in the natural, because when we give you, we operate in the spiritual, believing that we put into practice a divine principle that when we give an offering, it's like a seed and we're going to have a harvest that will bring back 30, 60, and 100. So you understand that everything we do as Christian, we do it in the spiritual realm. And that's why it is crucial for you to check your own life and check if you have authority, because authority does not come from heaven like this. It's not a matter to say, oh, I want to have authority, I am a man of authority. No, no, no. Authority does not come like this. Authority as a foundation. That's crucial to understand. Like when you build a building, you don't start by building the wall first. You need to dig very deep in the ground to start with the foundation. You make holes and you put concrete and rebar and steel. And if the foundation is strong, then you can build on the foundation a strong building. And if the storm comes, the winds blow, the building won't move. But with authority, it's the same. Authority has a foundation. Would you like to know what is the foundation of authority? The foundation of authority is the revealed knowledge of the Word of God. Let me say it again, because this is so important. I promise you, brother and sister, if you open your heart tonight, your life will never be the same. Everything in the spiritual realm works according to authority. And authority as a foundation. And the foundation is the revealed knowledge of the Word of God. Now, it is not only the revelation. It is not only the knowledge. And it is not only the Word of God. It's all three together. It's the revealed knowledge of the Word of God. You cannot only have knowledge. No, no. You need to have the revealed knowledge. You cannot only have the Word of God. No, it needs to be revealed, and then it needs to be addressed to you so that it becomes personal knowledge. So it's all three. Revealed knowledge of the Word of God. And I have a very good news, because the Word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12 declare that now, and it's talking about you, now we have not received the spirit of the world, but we have received the spirit which is of God. Brother and sister, I have a good news for you. You have not received the spirit of the world, but you have received the spirit which is of God. Now, for what reason have you received the spirit of God? It says that we might know. You see, you have received the spirit of God that you might know. And Jesus is saying that if you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciple. You read that in John chapter 8 and verse 31. If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciple. That means that if you don't abide in the word of God, you are not truly a disciple of Jesus. You are something else. I don't know what you are, but you are not a disciple, because Jesus says, if you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciple. So everything in the spiritual realm works according to authority. Now, authority has a foundation. The foundation of authority is the revealed knowledge of the word of God. And bless God, we have not received the spirit of the world, but we have received the spirit which is of God, that we might know. And if we abide in the word of God, then we are truly his disciple. And it says, if you abide in my word, not if you abide in YouTube or in Facebook or in television, if you abide in my word. Would you like me to teach you how to abide in the word of God? Would you? I trust you say, yes, Brother Mark, I want to abide in the word of God. Well, let me tell you, this is not easy. This is something that is not easy, but I'll try to teach you. Are you ready? You might want to take a piece of paper and a pen and write it so you won't never forget it. How to abide in the word of God. Step number one. Are you ready? Very difficult. Step number one. Take the book in your hand. As long as the book stay on the shelves, in the closet, it will not benefit you anything. You need to take the book in your hand. Are you ready for step number two? Open the book. I told you, this is very difficult. Step number two, open the book. Do you want step number three? You go to Matthew chapter 1. And you know what you do? You read Matthew chapter 1. And you are even allowed to take a red pen or a blue pen or a green pen and underline what the Lord is talking to you. And then when you are at the end of chapter 1 of Matthew, you know what you do? You read Matthew chapter 2. And then when you are done with Matthew chapter 2, you read Matthew chapter 3 and 4. And then you close the book. And you pray and you say, Father, thank you for your word. I abide in your word. Now, the next day, what will you do? Very simple. The next day, you take the book in your hand. What do you do? Do you open it like this? No. No, you go to Matthew chapter 5. That's where you stopped yesterday. And you read Matthew 5. And you read Matthew 6. And you read Matthew 7, etc. And you go all the way to Matthew 28. And you know what you do when you are at Matthew 28? You read Mark chapter 1, Mark chapter 2. All the way to Mark chapter 16, and then Luke, and then John, and then Acts, and then Romans, and then Corinthians, all the way to the book of Revelation. And you go to Revelation chapter 22, and when you have finished Revelation 22, do you know what you do? You go back to Matthew chapter 1, etc., etc., and you do it 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, and then when you have read the New Testament 3 or 4 times, now you start at Genesis chapter 1. all the way till the end of the book. This is my brother and my sister. The only way for you, there is no other way, to abide in the Word of God. Oh, you might say, yes, but Pastor Mark, for you, it's easy. For Bishop Mike Zeno, it's easy. For Pastor Maria, it's easy because you understand the word. But for me, that book is so difficult to understand. Oh-ho. That's not what Jesus said. Do you remember the prayer of Jesus? And do you think that when Jesus prayed to his Father, he was not lying, but he said the truth? You remember in Matthew 11, 25, he says, at that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid those things to the wise and the prudent or the intelligent. But you have revealed them unto babies. I want to tell you, there is nothing, nothing in this book that the Spirit of the Lord is not able to reveal you, because you have not received the spirit of the world, but you have received the Spirit which is of God, that you might know. And don't forget, if you want to have authority, you need to have the revealed knowledge of the Word of God. Let me help you with one precious scripture that will help you forever. We read it in the book of Proverbs, chapter 25 and verse 2. And you see, I keep on giving you a reference because there is no other way to abide in the word than by reading and meditating. And every answer you need is in the book. Now remember, you need to take it every day in your hand. You need to open it. You need to read it from beginning till the end. Because you see, you cannot depend only on reading the Psalms. You cannot depend on listening only to the preaching. You need to read the Word of God for yourself, and you need to read it from beginning till the end, because the Word of God has something special. And it is this: the Word of God explains itself by itself. That means if you want to understand what is written in Revelation 15, you need to read Exodus 15. If you want to understand what is written in Matthew 2, you need to read, let's say, Colossians, because the Word of God will explain itself by itself. So let's go back to Proverbs 25 and verse 2. It says, the glory of God. Oh, the glory of my God. The glory of God is to conceal a matter. Oh, you say, oh, Brother Mark, I told you. The glory of God is to hide. The glory of God is to conceal a matter. How do you expect for me to understand the Word of God? Although, yes, you are right. Jesus said, I praise you, Father, because you have hidden that from the wise of this world, but you have revealed it to the babies. But here we read in Proverbs 25 that it is the glory of God to hide. Oh, yes, but don't stop here. Let's keep on reading the second part of the chapter, of the verse. It says, but the glory of kings. Are you a king? Are you a queen? Oh, yes, you are a king and a queen. The Bible says that we are a royal priesthood. It said, the glory of king, your glory, It's to search out a matter. So the glory of God is to hide, but your glory and my glory, it's to search, to try, to understand. You see, God does not hide his truth for you so that you don't understand it. God hides his truth so that only those who seek will find. That's why Jesus said, if you seek, you will find. And if you don't find, it's because you don't seek. That's why we need to discipline our life and abide daily. Daily. Television will take you to hell. Facebook will take you to hell. YouTube will take you to hell. But that book will take you to paradise, my brother. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, just before we stop, may I teach you a song? You love it. It's a very simple song. It's just one sentence. You will not be able to forget it. And I must be honest with you, that sentence, I did not find it by myself. I took it from somebody else. But this is a very good song. Are you ready? Okay, let me teach you the song. 1, 2, 3. The ignorant will die. The ignorant will die. Would you like to sing with me? Where you are, at home or in your car or wherever you are. You ready? Open your mouth. I trust you. 1, 2, 3. The ignorant will die. The ignorant will die. I told you. This is not my song. I took it from the Bible. The Bible says, my people die for lack of knowledge. And now, when you go back home tonight and tomorrow, and when you turn on the television, or you turn on your computer, or you turn on your phone, then the song will come back to your mind. The song will come back to your mind. The ignorant will die and say, ah! And then you will run to the Bible and you will do Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 2, Matthew chapter 3. My brother, this is a key for the body of Christ today. This is a key for you. Every day you need to discipline your life. Jesus said, give us today, not give us tomorrow, give us today our daily bread. He was not talking about rice or meat or fish. He was talking about the word of God. And when he says, if you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciple. But he does not stop there. Then he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know that the only way for the devil to defeat you, listen to what I said, what I'm sharing with you tonight are precious stones that will change your life. The only way for the devil to defeat your life is to make you believe a lie. He cannot come and beat you. He cannot come and destroy you. He can only come and make you believe a lie. And if you believe the lie, then the lie becomes reality in your life. But if you know the truth, the devil will come and say, oh, this is normal. This is normal to get sick. Omicron, COVID. Cancer. You say, devil, you are a liar. The word of God declare in Isaiah 53 that I have been healed by Jesus stripes. The devil will say, oh, that's normal. 2022, it's a difficult year financially. Yeah, it's going to be difficult for you. It's normal if you lack. No, devil, you are a liar. The word of God declare that my God will supply all my need according to his riches in glory. The devil will come with a lie and says, oh, that's normal. That you have problem and divorce in your marriage, and that your children are in rebellion. Devil, you are alive, because the word of God declare. You see, you need to know the word of God. You need to have a revelation knowledge of the word of God, that me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Oh, precious saint, every day. Not when you have a problem. Not when life is difficult. Every day. Discipline your life. So let me give you an advice, a wisdom key. I know that many of you, after listening to the word I shared with you from my heart tonight, you might be so stir up and say, oh, Father, yes, I'm going to read my Bible for half an hour or for an hour. And you might do it for 1, 2, 3 days, and then you're going to stop. You should not do that. May I give you some wisdom key? Would you like to consider in the presence of God and say, Father, let's do it now together. Close your eyes with me wherever you are. And say, Father, forgive me for neglecting your word. Forgive me, Father, for feeding myself on all these futile stuff, unnecessary, unimportant stuff. What is really important for me is your word, and I receive your forgiveness. And now, would you agree with me, brother and sister, to say that you might discipline your life and say every day you're going to spend 15 minutes. Don't set up goals that you cannot reach. I think 15 minutes is something you can do. And you stick to those 15 minutes. And you're going to be faithful. And you're going to start with Matthew 1, Matthew 2, Matthew 3, all the way to Revelation. Every day, 15 minutes. And you will see, I promise you, if you do that, the Spirit of the Lord, which is in you, will teach you the truth. The revelation knowledge of the Word of God. And supernatural authority will rise within you, and no lie of the devil will ever be able to defeat you, to defeat your family, to defeat your finance, to defeat your health. You will be more than a conqueror. I love you. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you. And I give the word back to my Dean Steward, and God bless you.
Reverend Mark, I just have to say, the word you taught today, so simple, so poignant, but so true. You know, when I think about my journey with Christ, I remember in my early days, the minute I open the Bible and start to read, I would start to get tired, start to yawn, couldn't finish 2 chapters. But then as you continue, you fall in love with the word. The 1 chapter becomes 2 chapters, 2 become 3, 3 become 4. And next thing you know, sometimes you're doing a whole book because you're in love with the word.
Amen.
And the Lord partners with you. You know, we've been talking about partnering with the Lord all month long. And this is exactly what you've taught tonight. The Lord does not lie. It's one spirit. You have taught us about
partnering with the Lord. Because as we reach out to the Lord and start to read and say, Lord, all I have is 5 minutes. And you start with the 5 minutes, then your 5 minutes becomes 10. You know, it is no different than when I used to play sports and train for football. When I started training, starting lifting weights, I could only do the bar. Eventually I added 10 pounds on there. And eventually I added another 45 pounds, and then I was doing 300 pounds. But we have to exercise that muscle, that spiritual muscle, in order to get where you're talking about.
Amen.
So I want to thank you, because it's not about big words and fireworks going off. It is about the truth of the word, and this is what you gave us tonight. I will not forget your song, "The Ignorant Will Die." So, Reverend Mark, I just want to say to you, we need some prayer points from you tonight. If you can lead us in a couple prayer points tonight, tell us what the prayer points are. Lead us in prayer in those prayer points. We will pray together as a congregation, and then after that, we will release you. But this is just beautiful. I thank you for the word that God put in your mouth tonight.
Let us pray for, I believe, the biggest need in the body of Christ, which is for the people of God to hear the call of the Father to his children to come back to intimacy with God. And yes, Father, we hear the call of a loving Father to his children to come back tonight to intimacy with you, spending time, quality time, in your presence. And Father, you know each one of us by our name. You know the circumstances of each one of us. You know how difficult life might be for many of us. But we know, Father, that you know us by our name. And there is a way out. And there is a way up. And there is a way provided by God to go through life in peace and in joy, with a strong hope that you stand alongside each one of us, and that in every challenges of our life, we are more than a conqueror. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Strengthen them, Father, in their heart, in their mind, in their bodies. Increase the hunger. Increase the hunger for your word, the hunger for your presence. Increase, Father, the fear of the Lord in their heart, and let the blessing of God be upon them, and let the protection of God be upon them. And for all those who does not know you, Father, I pray tonight that they will open their heart and say, Father, I give you my life. Forgive me for my sin. Wash me by the blood of your Son, Jesus. From today on, I give you my life. You are my Savior and you are my Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, Master. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you, Reverend Mark. I send my love again from Apostle and Pastor Maria. Thank you for your word. God bless you and your ministry and your entire family. Remain strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. God bless you. We release you. Thank you very much. Saints, we're just going to continue for a couple moments as we consider the words that Reverend Mark has said to us. One key thing that he spoke to us about tonight was that everything in the spiritual realm operates under authority. And as we think about that, you know, we think about the centurion when he said to Jesus, you know, don't come to my home to heal my servant. I am also a man under authority. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. And Jesus marveled at what he was saying because he understood authority. And this is what the word was about tonight. For us to really come into partnership with the Lord, as we've been speaking about for the last couple days, for us to really come under the banner of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is no other way than to read the word. And to read the word, we begin to know the word. And once we know the word, then we come under the authority of the word and we speak the word by authority. So everything that Reverend Mark has said to us is foundational truth, meaning that there is no other way to get there but by the steps that he said. You know, as I talk about my football career a lot, I started off in university at 165 pounds. But 4 years later, when I left, I was 195 pounds with 3% body fat. That's because there's a progression to get places. And there may be some that might be listening online to say, you know, I can only do 5 minutes or I only have once a week. I encourage you to listen to what Reverend Mark said. Pick up your Bible every day and say, Lord, all I have to give you is 5 minutes. And I tell you, the word becomes like a romance novel. You want to get to the next chapter to see what happens. The Lord links different things together for you so you understand what is going on in the word. And it changes your life and my life. So we just want to thank him again. What a word that we received tonight. So simple, but I'm sure that we will all remember that song, The Ignorant Will Die. And we are not ignorant. We're not ignorant of the devices of the enemy, and we're not ignorant because we're in the word of the Lord. So with that, I just want to talk to all of us now. Apostle and Pastor Maria asked me to remind everyone, tomorrow, the 22nd of January, is the day that we've committed to our giving. And just to remind everyone on that, we wanted to give, of those who can, $2,022. For those who cannot do that, $222. And even for your children, it's important that if they have a piggy bank or if they have something, you ask them to go into that piggy bank and also sow just like you're doing. It is like our first fruits for the year that you say, go in your piggy bank and take out $20.22 and sow it on their behalf as well. This is for the entire family. This is for the Lord. And this is for seeking the Lord for the entire year to say, Lord, we are invested in you and the Lord will invest in us. And let me not be remiss and let me talk about those who can give $20,022. There may be those people out there as well. I don't want to limit anyone in their giving. So remember that tomorrow is that day. Pray over what the Lord wants you to give. And then tomorrow is the day that we will talk about you sowing that seed unto the Lord as our first fruits for the year. Right now, we're going to get into our tithes and offerings. So the information is on the screen right now. It's also on the screen for your giving for tomorrow. But tonight, we're going to sow a seed based on the word that Reverend Mark just gave to us so that we can say, Lord, we agree with the word and we want to sow into that word, into our lives so that we receive. So please take a moment to sow your seed and then we will get into communion. Now, as you can see, it's Friday night and we'll be finishing a little earlier tonight. What better time right now than to take what Reverend Mark has said to us and take that extra time to say, I would normally be online listening. I now have some spare time. Instead of turning that time to TV, why not say, I would normally be in the word until about 9:15. Let me take that time now to get into the word. Let me start the practice right now. So I encourage you, do not use this time for something else. Take the time to still get into the word, read a little bit of the word, maybe even the verses that you wrote down tonight based on the word that Reverend Mark gave. Read those words, pray to the Lord, and use that time wisely. Amen? Praise the Lord. So as the Lord has said to us, Jesus came to the earth to show us how to live, and then he died, and then he rose again, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And as we learned yesterday, and you know this as well, that he said, I will send another just like myself, and that Holy Spirit is here with us. So we have never been left alone. Jesus has always provided for his children, and he always made a way for us because he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us here. And even as he sits at the right hand of the Father, the word says that he is interceding on your behalf and my behalf daily. So we have, God is working for us 7/24. He's a God that never sleeps or never slumbers. So this body that was broken for us, as you take your element, it's so that we can live a victorious life, not when Jesus comes back, but a victorious life on this earth. As Reverend Mark said, if you know the word, the enemy is going to challenge you in these times. Yes, lots of people are being laid off. And you say, no, that's not my portion. Lots of people are getting sick. You say, no, that is not my portion. That's not what the word says. That's not what Jesus died for. He took the stripes on his back so that I could claim my healing. See, healing is something that you have to claim. It's something that you say is mine. It is a gift that God gave to me, and I claim it. You know, if you leave something unclaimed, then it's lost. So we have to know the word in order to challenge the enemy and speak the word just like Jesus did after he came from 40 days of fasting. The enemy confronted him and challenged him, and Jesus used the word, and the enemy fled. Satan fled. So with this element, we thank God for his body that was broken for us, that we might be whole in every single aspect of our lives. Let's eat. And we thank God for Jesus Christ, for the blood that he shed for the remissions of sins. 1 John 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the power of the blood. That when we say, Lord, forgive us, and we mean it from the depths of our heart, the Lord immediately forgives us. That's part of the work that was done on the cross by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's drink. So saints, I just want to thank you for joining tonight. Rest up, we have another amazing speaker that is going to join us tomorrow night. Again, I remind you, pray tonight about your seed that you will sow tomorrow based on 2022. Again, $2,022, $20.22, whatever, whatever the Lord put in your heart to do, please do that and see what the Lord does for each of us this year. I bless those that are on YouTube right now. We'll pray together. Father God, we just thank you for the word that you've given us just now, Lord. We thank you for the simplicity of the word, but the truth of the word that you've given us. I pray, Father God, that you'll encourage those people by your Spirit, Father God, who are struggling to find time to read, who are struggling to read, who are struggling to understand your word, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you will meet each and every individual need. Meet each person where they're at, Father God, and encourage them by your Spirit, Father God. Reveal yourself to them through your word, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, that this word has been planted into our hearts. And Lord, I pray for those who have been invigorated by this word, Father God, and those who will pick up their Bibles to read, Father God, that Lord, they do not get weary, Father God, that you will encourage them and strengthen them, Father God, that they will endure to the end. We thank you, Father God, that we're not ignorant people, Father God. We're not ignorant, and we will not die, Father God. We're your people who are drawing close to you. And Father God, you're drawing us to yourself by your Spirit. We just ask that you bless us tonight, Father God. Bless our time with you, Father God. Bless this evening, Father God, and bless the rest of our days, Father, we ask. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. We thank you, saints, on YouTube. We're going to sign off from you now. Bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the same time. And those who are online with Zoom, we thank you as well and ask God to continue to bless you and prosper you as we continue to get